Welcome back to More Than Money. Is that Loverboy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all those groups. Mark knew that. Mark's a big MTV guy, so he knew that. Loverboy coming to the State Theater in November.
3 weeks after Straight No Chaser.
Straight No Chaser first, because we're sponsoring that, and we're More Than Money, happy to do it. State Theater is an absolute treasure in the Lehigh Valley. There's no question about it. Now, are there lots of places to go to see shows? Sure, now more than ever. There's all kinds of places. Yeah, try to match that atmosphere. Try to match walking down that aisle and the beauty of the theater. Try to match the excitement. When you're going to a show at the State Theater, you park and you're heading up and there's crowds and they're all heading to the state and it's and the marquee out front and the restaurants in Easton are killer. They're just killer. Fantastic. All right, I'm a little prejudiced. Does it sound like I'm a little prejudiced? All right, never mind. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Welcoming to the studio, Mr. Mark Basak. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene. It's such a pleasure to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And you are well, I trust?
I am.
Your family is well?
They are, and raring to go today.
Ah, I understand. Do I remember correctly? Two granddaughters?
Two granddaughters, and be spending a couple of days with one of them. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Doesn't get any better than that.
No, for sure, for sure.
For folks who have just joined us, perhaps recently in the More Than Money audience, Mark is a Social Security expert who is part of a partner in our More Than Money efforts. You spent a little time with Social Security.
It would have been 40 years this July, so I retired just shy of 40 years.
So you've got a little bit of experience to share.
And although I don't work for Social Security, I think that those 39 years can help me help not only your clients, but the folks out there in the Lehigh Valley that have Social Security questions.
A lot of folks are under the misimpression, and I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of we have had requests, hey, I'm not a client, but our partnership, Mark's and More Than Money, was never intended to be just for More Than Money clients. It is intended to give as much great information, as much appropriate information, to as many people as we can possibly reach. Sometimes we do it one-on-one in our office. Sometimes we do it on air. Sometimes we do it in workshops. We're just trying to push as much great information about Social Security out there as we possibly can.
Well, Gene, I think it's fantastic that MTM offers this service free, not just to MTM clients, but to anybody who has a problem or a concern with Social Security. I mean, ultimately, you have to deal with the Social Security Administration, but we can prepare and advise folks before they take steps.
I'm going to hook you up.
My apologies, just doing a little technicalist and make sure you understand you have your volume control there because we're going to go to the phones. We're going to talk to Charles. Charles, good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Okay, thank you. My grandson is on Social Security disability. If I turn over, let's say, some ownership of a house to him, would that affect his Social Security disability amount or does he lose it or what happens in that case?
Okay, Charles, if your grandson is only collecting Social Security disability, turning over the house will not affect him at all. Social Security is not a means-tested program. You could be a millionaire and be on the program. However, many folks confuse another program that Social Security administers called Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. Many young people are on the SSI program and some are on both programs. SSI is a means-tested program. And in addition, your grandson may receive medical assistance, which is also a means-tested program. So if it's Social Security disability and Medicare only, you're fine. If it's SSI, you can transfer property, but that property could affect eligibility to the needs-based supplemental security income program or medical assistance.
Okay, thanks a lot for the information. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. We got an email from our good friend Bobby Gunther Walsh, gentleman that contacted him. He's got some questions. We'll handle that off air. I don't think we want to call him on air. No, we'll handle that off air. Unless, Gary, we do have your email if you wish to call and you want to ask questions on air, 610-720-7900. Mark, on regular occasion, you come to the More Than Money World headquarters?
Yes. On average, it's about two times a month. And we schedule, MTM is great in scheduling appointments. Folks who visit with me get an hour. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, because of travel problems, people will actually have their appointment over the telephone. Most times, face-to-face. And I think we've been doing it since March, and the one-hour format allows people to get their issues fully resolved. It's wonderful, the wide range of problems that I've been able to work with. People have questions, of course, about retirement. There are many baby boomers out there. Two members of a couple are at or nearing retirement age and have questions. But I've also handled Medicare issues, the Supplemental Security Income Program that I mentioned, and, of course, Social Security disability. So, of course, we've helped survivors. And in several cases, we've found income for people that didn't have income before, and that certainly makes the job worthwhile. But so far, I think that both clients and non-clients have come away very pleased with the service.
There's simply no question about that, that folks are very appreciative, and goodness, that means the world to us. Gentleman wrote me earlier this week. He'll be 64 in January. He's retiring next May. He expects his income by the time he retires to be about $22,000. He will have earned January, February, March, and April, part of May. According to him, way more than the Social Security limit of about $16,000. Does he need to wait until 2019 before he begins his Social Security?
Well, Gene, we have to be very careful here because folks sometimes assume that that limit, which is actually $16,920, constitutes all income. And that's not the case. It's only earned income or self-employment income if somebody has their own business. So if this gentleman has income from a pension, from interest, investments, and so forth, even rents, that is not counted toward that roughly $17,000 limit. So assuming that he is working and making $22,000, yes, some of his Social Security will be held back prior to, in his case, 2019. However, if he's earning $22,000 at a job, he could still get a lot of Social Security. In that example, he could probably get 10 out of 12 payments for the year. So the way Social Security works is if you exceed $16,920, you give up a dollar in benefits for every $2 that you're over. This gentleman's about $5,000 over the limit. He would give back $2,500 in benefits. For most people, that would be about two payments.
Wow. So it's not a, I lost my benefit. It's not an on-off switch of you're either getting a benefit or you're not. It's you may have a partial loss of benefit. And in his case, a relatively small partial loss. Very interesting.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks out there who retire from their career job, and maybe they're working part-time and in a job they like a lot. If you're making $19,000, $20,000, even $24,000 a year, you can still get a lot of Social Security.
Fantastic. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. John, we're going to go to Gail on line one. Gail, good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Oh,
sorry. My apologies. Got to push all the buttons. Gail, do we have you?
Yes, you do.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
How may we serve you?
All right. I think Mark answered my question partially, but I didn't hear the whole answer because I was obviously calling in.
Sure. Go right ahead with your question.
I'm going to ask my question as if I didn't hear anything.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
I will be turning 66 in December. And currently I'm working full-time. And I was supposed to retire in December, but I'm not going to. The situation has changed, and I'm going to continue to be working full-time. I was wondering, somebody told me, this is the problem. You get all your friends and think, oh, yeah, you can work and earn as much money as you want. No problems, nothing. You get everything. And I want to know, if I continue to work, can I still collect Social Security, and how much of it will be held back or, you know, get partial payment, being that I will be a full retirement age at 66?
That's a little different than our last question.
Okay.
Gail, that is a great question because it kind of helps discern some of the flexibility people have. Because this year is the year that you reach your full retirement age in December, you can earn $44,880 between January and November. From December on, there is no limit on your earnings, and you can collect your full Social Security from December on. If your earnings from January through November are under roughly $49,000, you could file for your Social Security right now. I would caution you in making that decision because, first off, there's the tax bite. Any Social Security benefits that you get will be taxed and you're working, so your income will probably be a bit higher now than it will be when you finally retire. The other thing is, once you take your Social Security benefit, you're locked in at a certain rate. The longer you wait, through age 70, the higher your lifetime benefit will be. So it comes down to issues of health and family history. If folks in your family live to be 105, as the song goes, then the idea is, I think, to wait as long as you can to take your Social Security. If your health is uneven and you have concerns, you know, will I be around 10 years from now? Then taking that benefit while you're working is not a bad idea, and there's a good chance that Social Security could be paying you now if your earnings are under $45,000 a year. I covered a lot of ground there, Gail. Do you have other questions?
Okay, my question is, so next year if I work and I make over $45,000, then they'll still hold some of that back?
No. Next year you're past your full retirement age and sky is the limit. And in fact, beginning December, you can actually start getting your Social Security with no effect from your earnings. And actually now we're in September. You can make an appointment now with Social Security to start your benefits in December. Or you could actually go file an online claim right now. And that claim could be processed in time for you to start getting your benefits with the December payment.
Okay, but that December payment, that's going to be taxed and put in with this year's money. So.
Actually not, because Social Security is always a month behind. So the December payment comes in January, January payment comes in February, and so forth.
Wow.
Since you actually receive it in January of 2018, it is not a tax issue for 2017.
Okay.
Pretty cool stuff, huh, Gail?
That explains it so much better than, and I tried calling the Social Security office and I just don't have 3 hours to wait.
It's Gail, a busy place.
Gail, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you planning on working next year, perhaps for the full year?
I'm probably going to plan on working until the day I call in dead.
Well, now let me ask you a second question. Where you work, do they have a 401k plan?
Yes, they do.
And are you participating?
I think it's a 403k.
403b.
Whatever.
Exactly. 401k, 403b, SOB. There's a lot of initials, but it's a retirement plan. Are you contributing?
I'm at 21% right now.
Oh, good for you. That's fantastic.
I did that so I would figure out if they take away all the money and I'm only getting in what I would get on Social Security, can I live on that? And the answer is, once I paid off my house, thanks be to God, I can. So I'm doing okay. And now the extra money, I want to help out my daughter with her wedding and my son with his student loans. And so I've got plans for it.
Gail, I not only are you doing okay, I think all of us here are very impressed. I think you're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call today, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Yep. Thank you for being on the air.
Our pleasure, indeed. 610-720-7900. Let's go right back to the phones. We'll talk to Rodney. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Good morning. I started to listen to you early this morning and had one question, and now I got two questions, but one at a time. The first one I'll give you would be a Social Security one.
Sure.
Since you have the man there that seems to have a hell of answers.
But, yep, Mr. Mark Basak.
Yeah. Well, here's something we run into as a family. One of our children was married to a gentleman who died and was on Social Security. But there's a big difference in their age when they did get married. 27 years ago, they were married, but there was still a point where she got disabled. And she was disabled and started to get disability. They gave her disability pension, even though she was married, at about age 56, I think, or something like that. And now she's around 58, and her husband just recently died, who was 71 years old and was collecting Social Security. She thought she was going to get some of his Social Security to help pay off the mortgage, which they still have in the house. Turns out they told her, no, she can't get anything until she reaches her 60, 62 or something like that. So she's stuck in the middle here with not enough income on her handicap. I think it's only like $700-some. And she was counting on her husband, who was making the payments on the mortgage, to make mortgage payments. And now she's stuck and she can't make the mortgage payments. And she doesn't know what to do with the property.
Okay. If I want to be very careful here, if your daughter is getting Social Security disability, and
right.
That's what I think I heard you say.
Right.
If she's under 60, there is a benefit called disabled widow's benefits, and it's possible that people between the ages of 50 and 60 can collect that benefit. However, she would get either her own or 71% of her husband's benefit at the time of his death. She would get either one, whichever is higher. She would not necessarily get additional money from his record unless his 71% of his benefit was higher than hers. So I'm a little, you know, without having the numbers in front of me, it could be a little bit challenging. Sometimes when people contact Social Security, they don't mention that they're disabled. And for non-disabled widows, eligibility starts at age 60, not 62. So Your daughter, I think, should go back to Social Security and just make sure that they understand that she is currently disabled, and then they can check the numbers. But if her own is higher than 71% of his, there will not be an additional benefit.
Mark, let me see if I understand what you just said. This young lady, if I heard correctly, is currently collecting about $700 a month. If her if her husband at his passing was collecting, I'm using an example, $2,000 a month, 71% would be about $1,400 a month. She might very well be eligible to collect, in this case, a fair, almost double what she's currently collecting. Did I understand that correctly?
That is correct.
Fantastic.
That is correct.
Ronnie, I apologize. I know you had a second question, but we've got a lot of folks on the line with questions about Social Security, so I'm going to thank you for your call, and we'll circle back to you. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk to Barbara. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air with Mark Basak.
Thank you. Mark, I'm retired, and after I retired from my full-time job, I did work part-time for 13 years, and Social Security was deducted from my pay. Like the 2 years that we did not get any increase because they said the cost of living didn't go up, I did not get anything else, of course, no increase. What happens to all the Social Security that was deducted for those 13 years that I was working part-time?
Okay. That's a very good question, Barbara. Social Security, when they compute a person's retirement benefit, uses their 35 highest work years indexed in current dollars.
Okay.
So in other words, back in 1977, I made about $9,200. That doesn't seem like much, but in current dollars, that would probably be the equivalent of about $40,000. So Social Security is converting all those wages to current dollars, looking at the 35 highest ones.
Okay.
If you had 35 full-time years, then additional part-time years are not going to help you. However, if you were out of the workforce for, 8 or 10 years and didn't have 35 years at the point that you started collecting, any work that you do, even part-time work, will boost the benefit. Not a lot, but it will.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security reviews this annually, and they do it for everybody collecting benefits. So if a higher benefit is payable, they will recalculate your benefit. My suspicion is that you probably had 35 good years before you started working part-time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if that wouldn't be the case, though, you can go to Social Security, and they'll actually do it's called a recomputation. They'll be happy to do it, and they'll show you the results. But I guarantee that it's done automatically. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
They keep checking on it.
They do.
Yes.
Pleasure talking to you, Barbara.
Thank you, Mark.
God bless you, Barbara. Thank you. We do have a gentleman on hold. We have a couple people we have a couple lines available. But we have, 90 seconds before we go to break. Can we hold you over for a half an hour?
Sure.
Goodness gracious. We got a stranglehold on this stuff. If you've got questions about Social Security, today's the day that you should call. We've got James, you're on hold. Please stay there. We're going to keep you on hold for the break. It's a short break this half hour, so just a couple minutes. We'll be back with you. If you've got questions about Social Security, to be fair, any financial question, Gene's here as well. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. We'll answer your questions after this on More Than Money.
Oh,
make sure you check out Loverboy at the State Theater. John picked the song today, so the fact that I get to promo the State Theater like 9 different times, that is just, that is luck of the draw. Although, we should think about this. We should start, you know, for our songs, we should start looking at the State Theater lineup and seeing who we can use.
I know. I got one ready that we can use.
I mean, today we got lucky, but, well, when I say we got lucky, I'm looking right at John going, That sounded a little rude. I'm not saying I got lucky with John. That's not what I'm saying. Please. 610-720-7900. You're on air with More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. You've also got Mark Basak. He is our Social Security partner at More Than Money, and he helps as many people as we can squeeze into the schedule, get you from point A to point B. We're going to go to line 3. We're going to talk to James. James, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How may we serve you this morning?
Well, I appreciate this. My first time call.
Thanks.
I'm 74, and I get a free month of rent with that LIHEAP program, I guess it is. I'm only allowed to make so much. If I go over that, then I lose that bonus. And I worked a couple years ago without realizing it, way over the limit, so I lost that. So now, is things going to change now where we can make some more? I mean, did President Trump change any of the programs?
James, you said rental help?
Yeah, I get a free month of rent with the, I think it's called the LIHEAP program or something. My wife takes care of all this. She's not here to be
You would really have to check with the folks who administer that program. Mm-hmm. At this point, I try to keep an eye on legislative things that impact on Social Security type issues. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything about lifting income caps on means-tested programs, okay? But I'm a Social Security guy. That's a different program, but I would check with the administrator, the folks that you deal with to verify your income and see if there's been any change, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
James,
welcome.
Have a great weekend and a good Labor Day.
You too. God bless
Same
you.
To you.
God bless. 610-720-7900.
2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Okay, that scared the crap out of me, Jen. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Yes, good morning. The question I have is last year or this year, my medical Part B premiums really went up over $400 because of the income when they calculated it. I'm going back to my normal income around $50,000. Will that premium go back down to, I think, 109 or whatever it is? Next year, automatically?
Or Jim, it should. Let me ask you a question. How long ago did you retire?
Oh, quite a while ago.
Oh, okay. And Social Security, in determining if people are charged that income-related Medicare premium, look at what they call life-changing events. And retirement, obviously, is a life-changing event, but other ones would be marital status, divorce, death. So if any of those things have happened to you, the change in the premium can take place right away. However, if it was just a one-time thing, or you just had a one-time increase in your income for 1 year, next year, the premiums will go back, assuming that your income goes back to where it was before the year of change. Okay?
Okay. Right. And do they ever raise the limit where they start taxing Social Security with your income? In other words, it's I think it's around $25,000. Do they ever raise that every year?
Or I have not seen it raised during my career with Social Security. So if it's going to change, it'll definitely be in the future. Yeah, those figures currently have not changed.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless. 610-720-7900. If you're just joining us, we've got Mark Basak in the audience, in the Studio, thank you very much. I know what the name of this thing is. By the way, did you hear Ken Matthews yesterday was subbed for Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. Nice. I thought he did a great job. They had a couple technical difficulties. I think they were calling the engineer on the carpet on that one. But I thought Ken did a great job. Ken's based right here in the Lehigh Valley. If you have a Social Security question for Mark or a financial question for Gene, 610-720-7900. We're going to go to line two. We're going to talk to Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
How may we serve you?
I have a question in reference to the taxable income question that the gentleman had just prior. He had mentioned that. If I'm collecting Social Security at my full retirement age, is any part of that taxable, federal or state? Does it have to do with? It has to do, I know, with income other than my Social Security, correct?
I think that is correct. And I guess Mark here, the question is she going to lose benefits? She's not. She's at full retirement age, but will some piece of her Social Security be taxable?
Yes. I shouldn't say yes. It really depends on your income, Susan. If you're unmarried, it starts at $25,000. If you're married, it's $32,000. And the IRS looks at your combined income, which is your adjusted gross income, tax-exempt interest income, and one half of your Social Security benefits in determining whether you're at that $25,000 or $32,000 threshold. So I'm not a tax guy, but if you're over those limits as either an individual or a member of a married couple, your Social Security benefits will be taxed. No more than 85% of the Social Security will be subject to taxation, and it will be taxed at your normal tax rate.
Okay. And is a pension considered taxable income?
I'm
absolutely
not a tax
yes.
guy, but yeah.
No,
yeah,
absolutely it is.
That would be
it
part is. Of your adjusted gross income.
Correct.
It is. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Does that help a bit?
It does.
Fantastic. Susan, thank you so much for your call.
Sure, thank you.
And God bless.
I can add...
Oh, please, go right ahead.
If you have not had taxes withheld from your Social Security, or you have taxes withheld and it's not going to be adequate, you can contact Social Security. They need a form W-4V. That's W for Wilbur, the number 4, and V for Victory. You can actually download that form if you Google it and send it into Social Security yourself. But with that form, you can make changes in your tax withholding from Social Security benefits. It's very convenient.
And very useful. There are a lot of folks in retirement who were perhaps under the assumption, I'm retired. What's the problem with taxes? Sadly, or wonderfully, depending on how you look at it, lots of folks are retiring and finding not only has their tax bracket not dropped, because they've got other sources of income they didn't expect, it may actually go up a little bit. And most folks, not everyone, most folks want to show up at their tax preparer's office next March, next April, and owe nothing. They don't want to show up and have to write a big check. So having the proper amount withheld, a lot of folks were not even aware they could have taxes withheld from Social Security, but they absolutely can. And the form W-4V as in Victor allows them to do it. Fantastic. If you have a Social Security question, we've got about 11 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money. 610-720-7900. That's the number that Mark has called. We'll go to the phones and talk to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for the Mr. Bezek, please.
Please, go right ahead.
Okay, so follow up on the IRMA question, the income-related monthly adjustment amount. That's based on the current amount that I'm paying is based on my 2015 tax return.
That is correct.
And if I stop working, I'll be 66 in December. If I stop working the end of this year, my income will go down. It won't go down you know, it'll go down somewhat. So I expect my the level of IRMA I pay should go down. But if they use the 2016 tax return for my 2018 IRMA, how do I tell them I'm not, you know, that I had this life-changing event?
When you get your premium notice at the start of the year, and in this case, if I understand your question, you're going to work through the end of 2017?
The current tentative plans, correct, sir.
Okay. So your life-changing event will occur in 2018. You can actually contact Social Security next year and say, look, I've had this life-changing event. I am retired. It's very, very minor, the documentation that you have to provide. There's a form, the SSA-44. Again, if you Google it, you can download it and fill it out yourself. Very simple form. And I believe, sir, that you will be able to get your premium adjustment lowered in benefit year 2018. So you should be fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, I did see that form. It was just, as with many things with Social Security, it was not 100% clear to me that it would work for the situation that I'm, you know, what I'm
describing. It would be. Now, they look for changes, and a lot of times they want two tax returns. That will not be your situation because your retirement event is occurring at the end of 2017. So you just need documentation for the event, and you should be fine. And these are all intelligent questions, which I would expect from anyone named Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. God bless.
Take care.
610-720-7900. We've got John working on a couple calls coming in as we speak. You've got Mark Basak, our Social Security partner for the More Than Money team. And let's go right to that phone call, John. We'll talk to Dennis. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
How may we serve you, sir?
I have a Social Security question.
Please.
I am currently retired and on Social Security. I retired probably at 67 and a half. So my wife is going to be turning 62 in about a year. Would it be beneficial for her to hold off on claiming her Social Security? I'm concerned that at my age, if I were to pass, would she be penalized by taking her Social Security at 62?
A whole bunch of additional questions pop into my mind here. Your wife's benefit, did you get an estimate for her yet?
We had gotten an estimate about a year ago.
Give me a ballpark number there.
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Okay. Would you say it's significantly less than yours?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're obviously older than your wife, and you're a male. Two bad things in terms of you being around longer than her. So you know, not to make light of this, but the odds are that your wife will be collecting widow's benefits on your record. Assuming that she's 66 or older when you pass away, she'll get what you're currently getting.
Regardless if she takes her benefit at 62?
Regardless if she takes her benefit at 62.
Okay.
So preserving that lower benefit doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless both you and your wife have family histories where everybody lives to be 105.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in the real world, the odds are that she's going to outlive you, and you're probably not going to make it to 105. So the strategy of growing her benefit doesn't make all that much sense to me unless she's working. Now, if she's working, altogether different story. usually doesn't make a lot of sense to take your Social Security. And in fact, if your earnings are above $45,000, $50,000 a year, Social Security can't pay you anything. So, but if she's not working, I would say she would be making a good decision to take that benefit. And then as long as you make it until she's 66 or older, she will get what you are getting.
100%.
100%. If she's 65 when you pass away, she'd get about 94% of your benefit.
Okay.
So she's in pretty good shape. I would rest easy on that decision of her taking the benefit at 62.
Could, if I were to pass before she turns 66, could she delay taking that benefit until she's 66?
That is such a great question, yes. Now, a lot of folks can't ride that period out from an economic standpoint, but if your wife has the means to hold off until 66, that makes sense for the long run because she'll get that higher benefit, 100% of your benefit for the rest of her life. If she starts it at 65, she's stuck at around 94% for the rest of her life. So yes, if she could stay on her own record to 66, that would be the ideal situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the great questions.
Thank you.
God bless.
Take care.
Great questions indeed. This young lady, we have one more caller for Mark. I want to take this call because she has the same question I have. So let's go right to the phones. We're talking to Dorothy. Dorothy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I lost my Social Security card. How do I get to replace it?
Yikes. Were you born in the United States, Dorothy?
Yes.
Was it Kansas? I'm just teasing. Anyway, if you're born in the United States and you have a Pennsylvania driver's license.
Yes, I do.
Then what you want to do is go to Social Security's website, which is www.socialsecurity.gov. If you have a My Social Security account, you can go to that account and get yourself a replacement Social Security card. If you don't have a My Social Security account, you can open one today. And I advise all the listeners out there to do that. It's such a wonderful tool. But if you don't go through the website and get your replacement Social Security card, you're going to have to go into a very, very busy Social Security office. And I worked in those offices for 39 years. And believe me, the last two or three years that I worked there, they got so busy that you don't want to be in there if you don't have to be there. So try it online. But if you can't do it online, then you'll have to go into the Social Security office with identification. The best identification is a Pennsylvania driver's license or a Pennsylvania ID. If you don't have that, then things like passports come in, but generally a driver's license will be good enough, but it's going to be a wait. Those are very busy places, Dorothy.
I know. Okay. So what is this Social Security account?
Oh, very good. You go online and you set up your own account and you have access to all your information. Mark, tell her again how she can do that.
Okay. First, go to the website, www.socialsecurity.gov. If you're not comfortable with the internet, a family member perhaps could assist you. When you get to Social Security's main webpage, it'll actually say you can sign up for a My Social Security account. That's an additional step. They have great security, and so they're going to ask you some financial questions that only you would know. If you flunk those security questions, it's not a problem. You go into the Social Security office and they can set you up in the office. Okay.
But Mark, I apologize. We're going to have to wrap up our call with Dorothy. Dorothy, thank you so much for the phone call.
If you still
have questions, we'll give you a way to reach us. But thank you so much. God bless. Mr. Basak, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Gene.
60 minutes flies, doesn't it?
It's been a great morning. What a great way to start off the day.
It's a great time indeed. We've shared a lot of information with a lot of folks. If you didn't get your question asked this morning, answered this morning, my apology. Well, yeah, we gave him every opportunity. That's exactly the reason why Mark is part of our team, why he is our Social Security partner. I'm going to give you contact information where you can reach out to us about Social Security, about retirement, about investments, about income taxes, about anything in your financial life. Easiest way, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. The website is fantastic. If I do say so, well, I didn't do any of the work, so of course I can say so myself. The website's fantastic. You can check out tons of great information, radio shows, podcasts for the last 6 or 7 years, and all the contact information to reach out to the MTM World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, morethanmoneyonline.com. And you can get old-fashioned on me. You can go old school. You can give us a phone call. Exactly. Phones, they still work. 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. This weekend, of course, through the miracles of modern technology, you leave a voicemail. We'll call you back next week. Thank you to all our callers. Thank you, Mr. John Elliott. Thank you, Mr. Mark Basak. We'll see you next time on More Than Money. Everyone's watching.